Hey everyone, ready for a deep dive? We're going to be looking at this really interesting article today about meditation. It's called Peace of Mind: The Best Meditation Techniques and Their Benefits, from a website called The Spiritual Seek.
Interesting.
Yeah, and there's a ton of different techniques here. You know, I think there's something here for everyone, really, whether you're like a total beginner or you've been meditating for years.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like one thing that really stood out to me, for example, is this idea of focused meditation, where you like concentrate on a single point, like a candle flame or something.
Wow.
And it actually helps you boost your concentration. It's kind of wild.
Really?
Yeah. And then get this, there's also movement meditation. This is where stuff like yoga and tai chi come in.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, so if you're someone who like finds it hard to just sit still, you've got options. I think that's really cool. So I'm really excited to break all of this down with you today. I think you're going to be the perfect guide for us to unpack all these different techniques and their benefits.
Yeah, I'm happy to help.
It's awesome.
So, you know, when people think about meditation, they often picture like someone trying to empty their mind.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
But this article actually highlights that there are lots of techniques that involve focusing your attention instead. And that could be, you know, really powerful for your everyday life.
Right. It's not just about like clearing your mind.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
about like learning to focus it.
Right.
And it's kind of like learning to control spotlight, right? You know, instead of letting it scatter everywhere, you choose where you shine it.
That's a great way to put it.
So take focused attention meditation, or FAM, as they call it in the article.
Yeah, FAM.
What's that all about?
So FAM is all about zeroing in on a single object. Could be a sound, a sensation, even just like your breath. And, you know, it might seem counterintuitive, but training your mind to concentrate like this can actually improve your focus in other areas of your life, too.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. It's like building mental muscle.
Yeah, exactly.
And speaking of muscles, what about the folks who like find it hard to sit still for a long time? I feel like movement meditation comes into play here, right?
Yeah. Totally.
That's where like yoga, tai chi, or even just walking meditation can really shine.
Right.
Yeah. And they combine mindfulness with physical activity, which is perfect if you're, you know, the kind of person who needs to move to think.
Absolutely. It's not just about the mind. It's about the body, too.
I love that.
And you get both physical and mental benefits from these practices.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's something you can like easily weave into your daily routine.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Like you don't have to go to a special class or anything.
Nope. You can just take a mindful walk.
Yeah.
You know, just paying attention to the sensations of your feet hitting the ground, the rhythm of your breath, the wind on your face.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got focused meditation. We've got movement meditation. But what if you need a little more guidance?
Well, in that case, there's a whole world of guided meditation out there.
Ooh, tell me more.
It's like having a personal trainer for your mind.
Oh, wow.
You listen to a narration or follow a story, which can be, you know, really helpful, especially when you're first starting out.
Right. Like if you're not really sure what you're supposed to be doing.
Exactly. And with all the apps out there now, like Primed Mind, Insight Timer, Calm, Headspace, I mean, you name it, you can access these guided meditations literally anywhere, anytime.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like having a meditation mentor in your pocket.
Right.
Okay, now this next one kind of caught my eye. Vipassana meditation.
Hmm.
It sounds intense.
It's definitely a more traditional practice.
Yeah.
It has a long history. It comes from the Buddhist tradition. And it's all about cultivating, you know, deep self-awareness.
Yeah.
So you do this by observing the sensations in your body without judgment.
Interesting.
The idea is to really understand that, you know, everything's impermanent, even our own physical feelings.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's deep.
It is deep. And the article actually mentioned that there are these 10-day silent retreats for Vipassana.
Oh, wow. Can you imagine?
Yeah. 10 days.
10 days of total silence. Just you and your inner world.
It can be a very powerful experience. It allows for a lot of insights and transformations.
Yeah, I bet. All right, so next up, we have a technique that really speaks to my creative side, visualization meditation.
Oh, yeah, that's a fun one.
I mean, who doesn't love a little mind magic, right?
Exactly.
So how does that work?
Well, this technique basically harnesses the power of mental imagery.
Okay.
And it's actually similar to how athletes use mental rehearsal to prepare for competitions.
Oh, interesting.
So you're essentially training your mind to create positive outcomes, both mentally and physically.
So you could use it for like anything from boosting your confidence to like improving your health.
Yeah, pretty much. The article mentions a few different techniques, like there's one called color breathing.
Oh, what's that?
So with color breathing, you visualize breathing in, like calming colors, you know, like blue or green.
Yeah.
And you imagine them filling your lungs with like peace and tranquility.
Okay.
And then as you exhale, you might imagine releasing any tension or stress as like a gray color that just kind of dissipates into the air.
That's interesting. I can kind of see how that would work. All right, so what else?
And there's also compassion meditation.
Oh, compassion meditation. What is that one all about?
So that one focuses on cultivating feelings of kindness and empathy for yourself and for others.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Especially in today's world. I feel like we could all use a little more compassion.
Definitely.
Okay. So speaking of which, mindfulness meditation seems like the perfect antidote to our always on culture, wouldn't you say?
Oh, for sure. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment, you know, without judgment. It's about noticing your thoughts and feelings as they come up without getting swept away by them.
Right.
And the beauty of mindfulness is that you can practice it anywhere, anytime. You know, like while you're washing the dishes, walking the dog, even when you're stuck in traffic.
It's like a mental reset button.
Yeah.
Like, okay, everything stop. I just need to breathe for a second.
Exactly. And the benefits are pretty amazing. Reduced stress and anxiety, better sleep, improved focus. Like it's a one-stop shop for well-being.
It really does sound like it. Okay, now let's talk about a technique that's been getting a lot of buzz lately. Transcendental meditation, or TM.
Yeah, TM. So that one's unique because it involves using a specific mantra. It's like a personalized sound that you get from a certified teacher.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah, and the idea is to use this mantra to quiet your mind and access this state of deep relaxation and inner peace.
I've heard it's really effective for reducing stress and improving focus.
Yeah, there's a lot of research to back that up. It's been shown to have lots of benefits for both physical and mental health.
Okay, give me some examples.
Sure, so it can reduce blood pressure, improve sleep quality, even enhance cognitive function. It's not just about feeling good, it's about improving your overall well-being.
Wow, that's impressive. And lastly, we come to a technique that I feel like is really at the heart of the spiritual seek, spiritual meditation. What can you tell us about that one?
Well, spiritual meditation is all about connecting with something greater than yourself, whether that's your inner wisdom, a higher power, or maybe just the interconnectedness of all things. It's a journey of self-discovery and spiritual growth.
That sounds really powerful. And the article mentioned that it can actually lead to things like emotional and mental healing, physical health benefits, and even a desire to help others.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of spiritual meditation. It has the potential to transform not just your own life, but also the world around you. It's about recognizing that we're all connected.
Yeah.
And that our actions have ripple effects.
Wow, that's a powerful thought. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today. From focused attention to spiritual connection, it seems like meditation really does offer a path for everyone.
Absolutely. There's so much variety. And you know what? This is just the beginning of our exploration. We're going to be diving even deeper into these techniques and their benefits in the next part of our deep dive.
I can't wait. I'm already feeling more zen just thinking about it.
Me too. Welcome back. You know, as we explore these techniques further, I think it's important to remember that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to meditation. What works for one person might not work for another. It's really all about finding what resonates with you.
Totally. It's like trying on different hats, right? You got to find the one that fits just right.
Exactly.
Speaking of finding the right fit, I'm curious to learn more about those 10-day Vipassana retreats. You know, what's it actually like to immerse yourself in that kind of silence?
Well, imagine a world without the constant, like, barrage of notifications and emails and just small talk.
Oh, my God.
You know, for 10 days, you're completely unplugged. You're just focusing solely on your inner experience.
Mm-hmm.
The silence is actually, like, a crucial part of the process.
Yeah.
It allows you to tune into those really subtle sensations within your body.
Oh, I bet. It must be incredibly challenging, but also liberating in a way, to be free from all those distractions of daily life and truly confront yourself.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. The first 3 days are actually dedicated to Anapanamanel meditation.
Oh, what's that?
So that's where you focus solely on your breath.
Mm.
And it helps to kind of calm the mind, cultivate concentration. It lays the groundwork for that more intense Vipassana practice that comes later.
So it's a gradual process, easing you into the deeper aspects of the technique. What happens after those first 3 days?
So on the fourth day, they introduce the Vipassana practice. And this involves systematically observing sensations throughout your body, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes.
Wow.
You notice these sensations without like clinging to them or pushing them away. You're just simply acknowledging their impermanent nature.
It sounds like a really powerful way to cultivate like detachment and equanimity. You're essentially training yourself to observe the ever-changing nature of reality, starting with your own physical experience.
That's it. And by the end of the 10 days, you've developed a profound understanding of impermanence. And that can have a ripple effect on every aspect of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you start to see things differently. You start to respond to challenges with more wisdom and compassion.
That's amazing. I can totally see how that would be really transformative. Okay, switching gears a little bit to a technique that's kind of captured my imagination, visualization meditation. It feels almost like having a superpower. You know, being able to harness your thoughts to create positive change.
Yeah, visualization is an incredibly powerful tool.
Yeah.
It's based on the principle that your mind and body are deeply interconnected. So when you vividly imagine something, your body actually responds as if it were really happening.
Oh, like when you think about biting into a lemon and your mouth starts to water.
Exactly. Yeah. And the article mentioned a technique called color breathing. Have you ever tried that?
I haven't. But I'm intrigued. It sounds like a really beautiful way to work with the breath and the imagination.
It is. So, for example, if you're feeling anxious, you might visualize breathing in a calming blue color, filling your lungs with tranquility. And then as you exhale, you might imagine releasing any tension or stress as like a gray color that just dissipates into the air.
It's like painting with your breath.
It is.
What about compassion meditation? How does that work?
So compassion meditation is all about cultivating kindness and empathy, both for yourself and others. It often starts with focusing on your own heart center, sending warmth and kindness to yourself.
That can be a challenge for some people, right? I know, like, I'm my own worst critic sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. But learning to be kind to ourselves is essential for cultivating compassion for others. So from there, you gradually expand your circle of compassion, first to loved ones, then to neutral people, and eventually even to those you find difficult.
Wow. So it's like a ripple effect of kindness spreading outward from your own heart.
That's a great way to put it.
Speaking of kindness, mindfulness meditation seems like such a wonderful way to cultivate more presence and acceptance in our daily lives.
Absolutely. Mindfulness is all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Noticing your thoughts, feelings, sensations as they arise, without getting caught up in those stories or judgments.
Right. It sounds simple in theory, but I imagine it takes practice to really quiet that inner chatterbox.
Oh, it definitely does. But even a few minutes of, like, mindful breathing each day can make a big difference. The key is to start small and be consistent.
It's like building any new habit, right? Small steps repeated over time lead to big changes.
For sure. And you can find opportunities to practice mindfulness throughout your day, really, like waiting in line, washing the dishes, walking to your car. You know, these are all moments where you can choose to be present instead of lost in thought.
It's about reclaiming those little pockets of time and transforming them into moments of peace.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let's shift our attention to transcendental meditation, TM. I'm really fascinated by how such a simple technique can have such profound effects.
Yeah, TM is unique because it involves using a specific mantra. It's a sound that's personalized to you by a certified teacher. You repeat this mantra silently in your mind for 20 minutes, twice a day.
It sounds almost effortless in a way. You know, you're not trying to control your thoughts. You're not trying to analyze your feelings. You're just simply focusing on this mantra.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is that this simple practice has been shown to produce this unique state of restful alertness. So your brainwaves slow down, similar to what happens during deep sleep, but you remain consciously awake.
Wow. It's like hitting the reset button for your nervous system.
It is.
No wonder it's so effective for reducing stress and improving mental clarity.
Exactly. And it's been the subject of numerous scientific studies, and the results are really consistently positive.
What kind of results are we talking about? So TM has been shown to reduce anxiety and depression, improve sleep quality, boost the immune system, even enhance cognitive function.
Oh, wow. That's really impressive. All right, and finally, we come to spiritual meditation, a practice that I feel like is at the heart of, you know, the spiritual seek. What's that all about?
Yeah. So spiritual meditation is really a journey of connecting with something greater than yourself. It might involve prayer, contemplation, or just sitting in stillness and allowing yourself to be present to the mystery of existence.
It sounds like a path that can lead to, like, really profound personal growth and transformation.
It can. And the beautiful thing about spiritual meditation is that it can be tailored to your own beliefs and experiences. Whether you connect with a specific religious tradition or simply feel a sense of awe and wonder at the universe, there's a path of spiritual meditation out there for you.
It's about finding that sense of connection, of belonging to something larger than ourselves.
Exactly. And that connection can be incredibly healing and empowering. It can help us make sense of our lives, you know, find meaning and purpose, and just live with more compassion and wisdom.
It seems like all these different techniques, despite their unique approaches, ultimately point towards a deeper understanding of ourselves and our place in the world.
That's beautifully put. And as we move into the final part of our deep dive, we'll explore how you can choose the practice that's right for you and start incorporating meditation into your daily life.
All right, so welcome back to our deep dive into meditation. We've explored so many fascinating techniques, but now I'm thinking, okay, how do we actually bring all this stuff into our daily lives?
Well, you know, it's like we've been on this grand tour of a meditation buffet. We've sampled all these delicious options.
That's a great analogy.
But now it's time to choose our favorites and start creating like our own personal meditation menu.
Okay, I love that. So where do we begin? What advice would you give to someone who's like totally new to meditation and maybe feeling a bit overwhelmed by all the choices?
Well, I think the most important thing is to just be kind to yourself. You know, meditation is a journey, not a destination.
Yeah.
It's not about achieving some perfect state of like zen-like bliss or anything.
Right.
It's really just about showing up consistently and being present with whatever arises.
That's such a good point, because I think so often we get caught up in this idea that we need to be like good at meditation.
Yeah.
But it's really about the practice itself, you know, just the act of cultivating awareness and compassion.
Right. And don't be afraid to experiment. Try different things. What resonates with one person might not resonate with another. The article highlighted focused meditation as a good place to start.
Yeah.
It's simple. It's accessible. It's a good way to train your attention.
Right. Like choosing a single object, a sound, a sensation, and then gently guiding your mind back to it whenever it wanders.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like, I don't know, training a puppy, you know?
Yeah.
Gently redirecting its attention whenever it gets distracted.
I love that.
Yeah.
And then if you need a little more structure, guided meditation can be a great option.
Totally.
There are so many apps, so many online resources now.
Yeah.
It's like having a personal meditation coach right in your pocket.
Seriously, it's amazing. Like technology has made meditation so accessible these days.
It really has.
Now, for some of the more like specialized techniques like Vipassana or transcendental meditation, the article emphasized the importance of finding a qualified teacher. Why is that?
Well, I think having a skilled teacher can make a huge difference,
mm-hmm.
especially for those techniques that involve like specific instructions or mantras.
Mm-hmm.
They can give you personalized guidance, answer your questions,
mm-hmm.
help you navigate any challenges that come up.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like learning any new skill, really.
It is.
Having a mentor can accelerate your progress and help you avoid those potential pitfalls.
Exactly.
Okay, so once you've chosen a technique or two that you feel like are, you know, aligned with your needs and your interests, what's the next step? Is it just about creating a regular practice?
Yeah, I think consistency is key. Okay. Even if you can only spare like 5 or 10 minutes each day,
mm-hmm.
make it a non-negotiable part of your routine.
Right.
Think of it like brushing your teeth.
Okay.
You know, it's a daily habit that contributes to your overall well-being.
I love that. It makes meditation seem so much less intimidating. It just feels like, oh, this is just part of my self-care.
Exactly.
And, you know, speaking of self-care, one of the things that really stood out to me in this article was like the sheer range of benefits associated with meditation.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just about, you know, relaxation and stress reduction. It's about enhancing our mental, emotional, and even physical health.
It really is. I mean, meditation has been shown to reduce anxiety, depression, improve sleep, strengthen the immune system, lower blood pressure, even enhance cognitive function.
It's like a superpower.
It is for the mind and body.
It really is like unlocking this hidden potential within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the research is just continually evolving too, right? Mm-hmm. Revealing even more incredible benefits all the time.
Yeah, it's a really exciting field to study.
That's so cool. It seems like we've only just begun to scratch the surface of this ancient practice. Well, I really hope that our deep dive today has inspired you to explore the world of meditation and discover the technique that really resonates with you.
Yeah, me too. It's been a joy sharing this journey with you.
Thanks for being here.
Remember, the path to inner peace and well-being is an ongoing exploration. Be patient with yourself, experiment, and most importantly, just enjoy the process. You might just discover that meditation is the key to unlocking a more fulfilling and meaningful life.
Beautifully said. And on that note, we'll wrap up our deep dive into the world of meditation. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to all the resources we've mentioned. And until next time, may you find peace and clarity in the present moment.